from KQED.
This weekend, adult day healthcare will be eliminated as a Medi-Cal benefit. A scaled-down version of the program called Community-Based Adult Services will take its place. But days ahead of the transition, advocates for the disabled have filed a contempt motion against the state, as the California Report's health reporter Sarah Varney explains.
Amidst the budget cutting in Sacramento, the group Disability Rights California reached a settlement late last year to preserve at least some state funding for adult day healthcare services. Those advocates will go before a federal judge on Thursday and claim the state is violating the terms of that agreement by severely restricting who can qualify. Tens of thousands of elderly and disabled Californians receive physical therapy, mental health treatment, and a chance to exercise and socialize at the health centers. Under the agreement, state-appointed nurses were supposed to determine in face-to-face interviews which patients would likely end up in nursing homes without those services. But Elisa Gershon, an attorney with Disability Rights California, says state officials have overruled a majority of those assessments, even though the nurses receive special training.
And they were not trained that those determinations would be second-guessed by somebody after the fact without looking at all the information before them. So we're asking that those initial eligibility determinations be honored.
In a response filed with the court, the Department of Healthcare Services says while there may be isolated missteps, the state is complying with the terms of the settlement. And it says it has responded quickly, creatively, and cooperatively to address any problems. A spokesman for the department says patients will be notified this week about whether or not they're eligible. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.